So we have discussed yesterday about the breakfast. Few things we explained regarding the breakfast. After getting the breakfast, you have to start your day. Before breakfast, you should not allow to start your day. That is business hour, working hours, or the hours of mind. Because when you're hungry, or if you not take prasad, and then you just start to work with the mind, vata aggravate. And your decisions are very movable. You will be not grounded. Some of the people just get up from the bed without passing a stool or without eating breakfast, they just start to dial the phone and open their diary to organize the day. But these plans are very temporary, rajasic. Very movable. You might call 5-6 times to cancel your programs or to fix some days. It's aggravate your vata and also aggravate the other people's vata also on the other side. Because this idea is not grounded. So the consciousness hour consciously does evacuation of bowel movement and then other cleansing program. After that meditation, when after meditation and everything done, you have good appetite to take your breakfast consciously, concentratedly. If you are taking breakfast and then organizing your day or making your appointments and meeting, that is also not good because it's not providing proper benefit of your breakfast. So that's why it is very essential. Mostly the people, those who are in job, in works, they might give half an hour or 45 minutes to cook the breakfast, but they did not give enough time to eat the breakfast. They took very rush, or they put some snacks or pizza in the car and driving on the road and then just finish. This type of eating prasad is aggravate vata. And it disturbs the mental peace and not have proper digestive juices and not balance fire. So it not healthier. So when you have taken your proper breakfast, relax, then you open your diary. After that you open your diary and plan your day, what you have to do today, and you make your points. And you will find when you are making the plan before you start your work, it will give you a very proper information. When you start 1 week before to plan for the after 1 week date, you might change it couple of times in between then and waste your energy. But when you plan on the same day, you have actually more correct information and more correct work to do, and there is no choice and no gaps. You are going to choose only that type of work which is essential on that day, because the day will not come, the date will not come again in the life. So this is very important. When we start to plan and think about the day and date, no problem when we have a big program, we keep carry on our appointments and booking, but don't attach with them. So when you have your diary, certain programs which you have already booked for today, you will be very careful about that. You will not miss. You will be very organized in your job and in your work, whether you have a preaching program, namata program, book distribution program, no matter. Or you are working for some company, doesn't matter. But after breakfast. And then according to your plan of diary, you should try to ring or make the phone call. Never before that. Because you have think about it consciously and then you have written about it. When you're thinking and when you are writing, there is always change in between that 25%. What you are thinking when you are writing, you will change. What I'm speaking you and the same thing if I would like to write, the same wordings will never come out and might be some themes and thoughts will change. This is very natural. So you write up and then after write up you make the phone calls. You plan with that way. And then people will give you reply. So at the same time you can adjust your program. And then you start your day. So 4 hour is the working hour. In between that, in this duration, whenever you're thirsty, you should must keep couple of time drinking water. Because sometimes we are so busy, so that we forget about to drink. That's why we have fixed up the time after breakfast or after lunch or after dinner, after half an hour or after 45 minutes, like water drinking is like a compulsory program. So by that way, at least you can drink water. Because that is the right time to feeling the thirst. But not right after meal, water should not drink too much. Little bit is okay to clean up your mouth and swallow something to not feel dry. And then when you start your work like 7 o'clock or 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, according to your program, after 3 hours your energy will be run down. At that time you feel to take some snack. And this is a very bad habit, to take a snack. Whether you take a fruit or a soup or a juice or an apple or a dates or a biscuits or a cookies. This is not right. At that time, this is the right time to drink the water. Because if you snack that time like 3 hours, after working 3 hours, this is just like a 1 hour or 1.5 hour before the lunch. If you are taking a snack 1 hour before the lunch, then you finish the fire of lunch. You do not have a proper appetite for lunch. So this is the right time to drink a water. Water snake is the best snake. So, sorry, water, snacks, not like a cobra. I'm saying 1 hour or 1.5 hour before, snacking is a working like a snake. This is not good for digestion. Snacking. The little eating habit. So when you have a good breakfast, you will not feel hungry up to 2-3 hours. And after that, 1 hour, 1.5 hour before, you feel slightly low energy. And when you feel low energy, you generally take a cup of a tea or cup of a juice or cup of a something or have some little snack. That is wrong. No tea, no coffee, no herb tea or to stimulate. Because this is stimulate before meal. And we do not need to stimulate before meal. You need to work, if you drink the plain fresh water, slowly sip and drink it, it gives you refreshness. Because the food, at the time of breakfast when you have eaten, in 2.5 hour or 3 hour time, the food which is filling the stomach after the breakfast, that after 2-3 hours passes through the duodenum to the small intestine, and the fire have already worked on that, so you naturally feel some hunger then. Some low energy, because circulation is working more deeply here to absorb and assimilate the food. So that's why you feel low energy. If you supply the water, that supply of the water helps to bring the food faster in the blood and mix up it nicely and you feel fresh. But when you snack with this low energy mood, because mind gives you idea to snack something. Mind will give you idea to take a cup of tea. Mind give you idea to take an apple. Because it feels low energy. This low energy feeling is not a sign of sickness. This is a healthy feeling. Because your food is under the process of digestion and absorption. And we mistaken here that when the food is under the process of digestion and absorption and we start to snack, so this is not right. Because when you send the food or snack anything, then this concentration of digestion goes upward. So you get indigestion. So best way, when you finish your breakfast, after 3 hours in the working hours, you drink water. The people, those who are missing, I just remind them, not all the time, keep remember. We have to understand what is the difference between healthy low energy and unhealthy low energy. Like the whole day you work and you tired. This is a healthy tiredness. You should sleep. But you get up and you fresh in the morning time, you take shower and after that you feel tired. That is a sickness symbol. Yes. It is like an individual point on which you want to focus. I will come on individual discussions if somebody have some individual feeling with the situation. Let's try to understand the healthy status. What I'm explaining here, after the break, like the people, those who was late, just to cover up them, we was explaining the routine yesterday and we have explained up to the breakfast time. We discussed yesterday about something breakfast. I was saying, don't start your day before breakfast, number one. Don't plan your day before breakfast. Don't make any phone call before breakfast, because it's aggravate the vata. Number one point, very essential. After that, when you are on the work, whether you are preaching or book distributing or on computer or writing, whatever you are doing, no matter, after 3 hours, you feel slightly low energy. This is a natural phenomenon. At that time, the breakfast reaches from stomach to intestine. It reaches this section. So the food is assimilated, and this is the section where food needs to absorb. So at that time, you feel slightly low energy, because food under the process of absorption. At that point, in the low energy time, generally habit, people take a pre-lunch tea, we call tea break, pre-lunch break in the modern society. So no, pre-lunch break. So they get tea or some cookies or some snack or some apple or some juice or whatever. This is not healthier. According to healthy concept, you just drink plain water, because the plain water provides liquidity in the intestine and reabsorb by its help the liquid of the body, its help the blood to flow the food in body easier. And at that time, when you drink the water, you feel good and right. But when we crave for something during the low energy, our minds give idea, I am feeling low energy, it means I am hungry, I must eat something. This is the mind idea, which is a rajasic idea. To symptomatical approach. You know, you feel low energy to eat, maintain the energy to eat the food. But this is a symptomatical approach, causative approach to drink water. You might not feel satisfied, your mind will not feel happy. Plain water, what it means? I do not have money in my pocket? No. This is the healthiest thing. Water is bring the food in nice and flow. And then you will go for 1 hour more. And that will be the right time. After 4 hours of work, your 1 hour break for lunch. 4 or 4.5 hours. It's not a big deal. So if you snack, then you finish the fire of lunch. So don't snack. And by the after 1 hour, you further feel real hungry. You not feel low energy. At that time, you will experience real hungerness. And this is healthy hungerness. So this is the time of lunch now. So we are discussing about the lunch. Before the lunch, which is your working hour, whatever work you do, you should do according to plan and with full concentration at a one time, one job. Then your job will satisfy you. No matter whatever work you do, you will 100% gain it, never forget it. Your memory will be proper, always, to answer your responsibilities, your liabilities regarding the work. And mind loves money. Mind loves money, that's why this is mind hours, business hours, the money hours, which you gain something in return back. That's what we call work or business. So whatever you do, which provides you Vedically to maintain your life or non-Vedically to earn the money. Vedically to maintain the life means if you are working in the temple, you are doing the service for temple, either cleaning the floor or cooking in the kitchen or book distributing. Temple takes care of you, providing you cloth, foods and everything. That is also the maintenance of the body. That is known as Sharir Dharma. This is very important. Sharir Dharma means the ethics of the body, the righteousness of the body, something you need to do for your body, because body costs maintenance. It needs clothes, it needs food, definitely. It needs some shelter. Mind does not need these things. Mind needs relation. And soul needs satisfaction. If you have physical things are grounded, then you have a nice control on your mental relation. And when you have a nice control on mental relation, then you automatically ground it in the soul level. When you are spiritual, your sattvic quality of soul automatically help to balance the emotion and to balance your physiological body. This is a chain between somatic to psychic, psychic to somatic. So healthy body keeps healthy mind, and healthy mind have the healthy light of consciousness. And when you have a healthy consciousness, then it leads the mind healthy, then it leads the body healthy. This is a channel, like a cycle. So now you are at lunch. I was explaining yesterday the point how much to eat. What is the right quantity? There is three approaches regarding the eating. Agni, ahar matra punat agni balab bekshani. The quantity of the food is further based on the power and strength of the fire. How much you hungry. Sometimes you really good appetite, you like to eat good meat. Sometimes you say, I need little food. Stomach is same, it's not changed, but your moods reply and feels that what you like to do. So that is on the basis of agni. Second quantity, according to quantity. The quantity of the food, like when you eat the food, half the stomach. How do you know your stomach is half full? It's difficult to measure. So, when the stomach is empty, when you are real hungry, stomach is empty. What will be there? There will be just air. So, empty stomach contains air. And when you eat the nice laddu, gulab jamun, rasgulla, everything, and it fills your stomach half, then where this air will go? Air is lighter. It always comes upward, not downward. So the air, the space, in this space, whatever air is there, food is coming, air is going, because it's found the space here. So this air goes here, and it comes out through mouth. That is called first part, which is the social offense in modern society. If during the eating, if you are burping, listen, you do not etiquette. You don't know the social etiquettes if you are burping. But burping is the sign of satisfaction. The first burp is the sign of half stomach full. Otherwise there is no measurement. Otherwise you go for ultrasound and see whether your half stomach is full or it costs you 400 rupees. So nature have provided this symbol, the burp. This is the first burp. But this burp will come when you are consciously eating. If you are talking during the eating, you are sending the air in the stomach. That might give you false burp. False burp. Because when you talking, you have to use the prana in udana. How the sound comes from our mouth? I am speaking the word, but how it is making effort? You can make the effort without making sound, like a person who cannot speak. But he does like that. So he also does the effort of Udana Vayu. The Vayu, the air which is located on the diaphragm level, which is called Udana Vayu, when it comes in the contact of Prana Vayu, the consciousness light, then this will make some sound when it comes upward and it is stuck with the Prana Vayu, then your tongue moves and it creates the words through the vocal cord. The swara, the sound comes out. So, the burp also makes the sound. It is going to be make the noise because it comes out, the air comes out. Now, I was saying consciously, if you are talking during the eating, like you have a nice food in the mouth and you have nice word to say, and mind is so strong which is forcing you to say this word immediately right now, to your someone who is sitting close by you. You won't wait. So what you does, if you, as soon as you start to speak the word when the food is in the one side of mouth, you put in that another side. but the sound does not comes out properly. So the person who is hearing you, he says, sorry, excuse me, what you said? So then you say, well, due to the my mouth full of food, my voice is not clear. So you send it in the, you throw the food without chewing in your garbage container. Because that is the condition, soul. This is the condition. Because you have to speak, mind is forcing to speak, your concentration is to speak. Because the person who is sitting in front of you is very important for you, rather than the food which you have in your mouth. So you throw the food unchewedly. When the unchewed food passes through here, like this is unchewed food. Now, the saliva is just floating on top. This inside particles are not chewed, so there is no saliva. When the digestive juices comes here in contact with this big piece of the food, it will just work on top level, not able to reach on the deep level. Because the digestive secretions work more properly with the particle of the food which is coated with saliva. What is saliva? Saliva is the secretion of salivary gland and the taste buds, which have been tasted by the food. According to the taste, you secrete the saliva, which is a registration card. I mean, you go, when you enter in the, if you have to board yourself in a hotel, you just go to the reception counter. So the person who receive you, if he have not received you properly and not have allotted the proper room for you, he just said, go, fast, right hand side, left hand side, somewhere, because I am busy with certain other thing. Then you just go and knock the room. Might be somebody is already living there. But if he registered, you see the open the register and check and give you a proper room, then this will go in proper room. Same way, if you receive the food on your tongue and registered it here, in the mind, that sweet, sour, salt, hot, bitter, astringent, what you are chewing, then it will go here and there's a proper digestive juices are ready to receive that food particle. Because when you receive the food taste here, then it stimulates your emotions, sweet emotions, sour emotions. When you have rasgulla, it's a different emotion. When you have hot, spicy, chili food, you have different emotion. So these emotions stimulate the hypothalamus region of the brain, and hypothalamus region of the brain activate your pituitary gland, and pituitary gland activate release certain neurochemicals to stimulate your vagus nerve to release stimulate the digestive gland. That type of the food particle is coming in the stomach. So the proper receiver should be weight. That is the physiology, and we not focus about it. This is consciously helping subconsciousness brain. Krishna consciousness means you should be conscious about your doing, what you are doing. This means Krishna consciousness, not Krishna mind. Krishna consciousness, to be explained, whenever you are doing, whatever you are doing, you should be conscious about it. Not like that you are standing in front and looking about the kitchen, prasadam is ready or not. Sometimes we are busy. We go in the temple, we have to meet many people, and then we look that the persons are here or not, because this is the best time to catch the people, either in Mangala or in the 7 o'clock deity offering time. This is quite common practice, not only you, I also just say here. That's the best time. But what I'm attentioning here, to focusing for the health concept, this is very essential. When you see the Krishna and you wash the lotus feet of Lord, forget about the other people, those who are standing surrounding you. Then you will receive it properly. You never forget when your plane is going to crash. And you will enjoy. And that's we need to enjoy. Same way, the food particle which you have received properly, that is going to be enjoyed in your each body tissues. That is called five element analysis through the taste. That supply the five elements in our body when it breaks down on the mouth. This grinder which you have, it not cost any electricity. The mixie is costing the electricity. It costs the money also. The blades which you have to blend. But use this to make the nice. That's why I focus about consciously doing this thing. Yes. In Vedic time there was no grinder. But we are living in Kali Yuga, you make some adjustment. If you have something which have already grinded, please you also try to grind. Like, jol khabo bhat pibo. There is one saying in Bengal, in Bengali. In Bengali, there is one saying, jol khabo bhat pibo. Pibo means to drink, and khabo means to eat. So they are talking about jol should be eat, water should be eaten, and bhat should be drink. What it means? The rice should be made that much liquid in your mouth that you feel you are drinking the rice. And water should sip slowly, slowly that you are eating it. Why these sayings are coming from generation and generation and generation to generation? Because it has been experienced by the senior people, the elderly people in their whole life. That's why they pass on this message to their kids. But kids won't listen. They say, we will be always young as we are now. But the elderly people have experienced these mistakes. So they said, no, this is right. It will reduce, if you chew the food well, it reduces the burden from your digestive system and your digestion will be never have indigestion. One point. Second point, five knowledge perception of the food particle. You have to use five knowledge faculty in reception of the food. How? You know, when you're hungry, yes, Prabhuji. When you're hungry, if you have your choice of meal, when you're hungry, and if you have your choice of meal, which you love, which you like, you feel great. And if you do not have your choice of meal, you say, it's okay. That's create the emotions. The person who likes the sweet rice or pizza or samosa or bada or kachori, they have that by seeing the emotion, even by hearing the sound. What's cooked today, Mahaprasad? Oh, there is a laddu. You jump. Just by hearing the sound of laddu or samosa or kachori or rasgulla, you have emotions different. Isn't that right? This is the alive machine which feels the relation and emotions. This is a alive machine which observes these things. So, the hear senses. First you hear about the prasad. What is there? This is the first by the name. Somebody say, would you like to have mango or banana? Mango or banana. What is your favorite? You feel happy with that. So this is the first emotion which you have passed on through your ear senses here. Now, I bring mango because you say, I love mango. I put the mango here and you are here sitting and you just ready to eat the mango. There was already mango on the table and then I put the one mango there. And you send your hand. Now, you are not going to eat it directly. You have to send your hand to touch the food. And when you are touching the food, you find out this is artificial mango. Made by plaster of Paris. It's not real. It looks real. Your whole emotion will be changed. As soon as you touch the real mango, you feel more satisfaction. This is the secondary satisfaction which you take about the prasad. When you touch it. And then, after touching, you see by the vision, this is the real one. From the hafus from Bombay or from Mexican mango. So when you see, you have a feeling. And then you smell. Nose is very close to your eyes and mouth. But we never use it. You have to smell the prasad. What's the flavor? That flavor goes through the nostril, which also passes the information. That's activate your different message. The smell have different message, the word have different message, the vision have different message, your touch sensation have different message. After that, your tongue, which is sixth sense, then you take this mango and chew it. When you put the drop of mango, then you say, it's not that nice as I have eaten before. Or it is more nice than before. That is your previous memory of mango, which you are holding in your subconsciousness brain, which is helping you to analyze it. So same way you are secreting your digestive juices. That is means consciously present with the one knowledge sense faculty when you are receiving anything, no matter. And after that, when you mix with saliva, it gives you three tastes. When you put any food on your tongue, first taste. When you mix with saliva, second taste. When you chew it nicely and finally is ready to drip down underneath the mouth, this is third taste. And these all tastes you observe and enjoy. Jyon ghunge meethe phal ko ras antargat hi bhave. The people have said the sweet mangoes, the person who cannot speak, he just maximumly enjoy. He don't want to share how it is. Your previous memory help in this matter, that you have eaten some food which you like very much, and after next morning you find out it not comes out very much through the bowel movement. So you have to understand what I like, it's not work well, I need to look something else. And then certain things which you have eaten in previous memory and you find that's work great next morning, and you have to choose that type of liking. So your liking will be according to the practical implementation in your body about the food. Liking should not be just based on looking. What's your question? A spoon. Yeah. You have to definitely dip the finger in the dal. It means you should have to clean your hand first. Because in the West, nobody washes the hand before they have the fork and knife. And they just eat with that. Fork, knife or spoon. But in Vedic culture, we always wash the hand. And when you have to first see the temperature. The skin is telling you the temperature of the dal. If dal is very hot, you just bring the spoon. It burns your mucous membrane of tongue. So if you have tasted the... If you just dip your finger in the dal and slightly mix it and see whether salt is dipped on top or chili is on top and mix everything, and then you sip it. It will feel very nice when you sip with that. And it gives you the temperature. It gives you information, the prasadam, when the prasadam is to be put in my tongue. This is you are using your knowledge properly. It's not like a brand of bottle you just open and drink. You have to use your five knowledge senses faculty in reception of prasadam. Then it's work on five element basis. Then you don't worry about protein, carbohydrate, mineral and vitamins. Because five knowledge sense faculty is the representative of five element, earth, water, ether, air and fire. When you use this knowledge faculty in reception of the food particles, then it is definitely going to nourish your five element, not only in physical body, but also in your brain, to providing you satisfaction. And when you have this brain information with the emotions of the prasad, that's why you have the sweet emotions, negative emotions, and positive emotions in your behavior. If you eat lots of chili, your brain tissues are red and hot, which is always be ready to fight. The pitta constitution, for example, like that. So, that's why I more focus here. This is a very, very, I mean, Shastra have said, nobody look on these points. I was studying Ayurveda 6 years in university, pass, have gold medal. And then when I went to the Badmer in Rajasthan to practice Ayurveda in a government dispensary or a medical officer, I was forced to practice allopathic medicine because there was no Ayurvedic medicine there. And there is no implementation and practical implementation about the institutional knowledge which I have learned. I have to pass the exam to tell about the taste and all these things. But I never practice in my life. Then it's just useless. And no doctor recommend these things. Nobody focus. You go in any medical science, they won't recommend that thing. This is just the things which have been said. Yes, my mom said, my dad said, you should chew the food well. But they are just stupid. They do not have any qualification certificate from the WHO that you should chew the food well. But this is the samskara, this is the quality which comes from generation to generation. That's the knowledge of life. I mean, everybody eat the food. Some days you chew nicely and some days you are very busy, you won't chew. Someday you really feel that somebody is interrupting in your meal. But sometime when you are needed someone, then you won't chew. Because your mind rule on you. Sometimes some people which you don't like to talk and the person want to talk with you, you feel slightly bored. Why this person is asking question again? I want to enjoy my prasad. But sometime your mind rule on you and you want to speak with someone, so it forces you to speak. This is like duality, you know, the two sides. You understand what I'm saying? It's happened most of the time. Sometime other person want to meet me, talk with me, and sometime when you have a logic, I won't talk during the eating, that's a principle. I won't talk, then I won't talk. Everybody respect it. Because they know this person is not going to talk. He asks 5-6 times and then you won't reply. Just say, and you might be unsocial, but no matter, as long as you are healthy. People have healthy sick society. People want to create the healthy society of the sick people. Healthy society of the sick people. You understand what I'm saying? Your town is neat and clean, but you are carrying lots of disease inside you. All the garbage we throw up inside. That is the slightly basic difference. We have to balance it. People are sometimes too much ignorant side in India. You see, we just live in a garbage container. When we go in the West, you will see it's very neat and clean. Everything, roads are very beautiful. Carpet is very neat and clean. All the dust underneath the carpet. The kids get asthma. The maximum high rate of asthma in New Zealand and other side of the islands in close to Australia, in the cold climate country, maximum rate of the asthma is just due to the fur of the carpet. And the horrible stuff is lining up underneath the carpet. They try to have this vacuum cleaner, but how much it can vacuum it? And this higher society explain us the modernization that doctor, when he go in operation theater, he leave the shoes outside. He won't allow the outside shoes inside in operation theater. I ask one time question that, why you do that? Will we open the body? Any bacteria and virus can go inside. Oh, and that makes sense. When the same doctor enter in the kitchen, he just go by foot with the same shoes and take the meal from the kitchen and eat it. I mean, you have this quite 24-hour open mouth. What is the difference when you open this and what is the difference when you open this? When you cut down, then you open. When naturally Krishna have opened this mouth, this is also the same opening. You can throw anything. The bacteria and virus can go through this way also. So, which rules and regulation we keep for the operation theater, why we should not keep for the kitchen? We have to keep the same principle. That's why in Vedic culture and Vedic kitchen, you leave your shoes out, nobody, you take shower or dress and clean sit floor, and then these are the ethics. That's why this is the highest scientific reason behind it to practice these things. Because this is also a surgery. If the infection can go through this, that can be go through the mouth. So everything is logical, nothing is like unlogical. But we can only experience this thing when we practice. Otherwise, it's just a bookish knowledge, like a Bible. There many things are written in the religion, but nobody practices the religion. They twisted the religion for their facilities, for their sophistiness. I can do this, I can make this shortcut, I can make this shortcut, I can make short. But principle should be remain principle. So, when you come here, half stomach full. First burp comes when your half stomach is full. And that is the right amount for, but right amount for health. Then you drink little bit soup or juice or whatever liquid you have, 25%, this is 50%, and 25% you left for air. So air, water and food which have the easy atmosphere to digest and mix the food nicely with the juices. But, yes. First burp for yogi, second burp for bhogi and third burp for rogi. I'm coming. But there's so many things left on the plate when the first birth comes. You have left the dessert, you have left the gulab jamuns, you have left, you just get first birth right after the rice. How it is possible to leave the gulab jamun on the plate or rasmalai or halwa? It's not possible. So you fill your belly further here. So the air of this section goes out, because air of this section further comes out. That is called second birth. But you was busy with the talking or watching some Mahabharata or listening some Krishna Katha, and you have Bhagavatam open in front of you, throwing the prasad there, somehow and rather. Or you engage with some nice conversation with some criticism of the envious of someone, glorification, non-glorification, enjoying very nicely. Somehow and rather, you not listen your second birth, you feel it there. And then someone bring more rasgulla. He said, no, it looks like I feel. Nice, very nice. Yes, please give me 2 pieces. Because this is just once a week feast. So you fill up yourself up to here when the food bundle comes out through your nose. Anyway, when you have filled this, then third burp comes. But you won't listen third burp and you won't allow your esophagus to empty even. You just fill here when food starts to come here. Then you say, that's right situation. Because I fill myself with Krishna Prasad, I am transcendental now. I have a direct flight to Golokdham. If I die, I will be die after the Prasad. Or die for Prasad. Or die with Prasad. Anyway, you are definitely going to leave that Prasad on the with your body. You have to carry on the quality of Prasad. That is called ignorant eating that you have. This is Sattvic eating, this is Rajasic eating, and this is Tamasic eating. You ignore. You love to eat something more. That's why you won't care the first part. Yeah, that's why Brijvasi have some trick. They always take sweet first, so they're not worried about the rice. This is not only one reason. I will tell you the third point. Still I am there. Anyway, first birth is for yogi, second birth is for bhogi, and third birth is for bhogi. Yogi is like the people, those who live sattvic lifestyle. Bhogi, those who are in sense gratification. Because they are too much attached with rasmalai, so they can't leave it on the plate. That is called bhogi. And third is rogi. You definitely sick. Now, rogi means sick. Sick. We say one time passing a stool is yogi, second time passing a stool is a bhogi, and if you pass 3 times a stool, you are rogi. That is also the same way. Up, input and output work together. So, first reason, food should be taken according to the appetite, if you are hungry, and according to that. Second point, according to quantity, should be follow your birth, but you are not able to listen to the birth. If you not concentrate and not receive the food according to your, through your 5 knowledge sense faculty. Because the 5 knowledge sense faculty give the stimulation here, that's give the burp proper. That is sign of satisfaction. Burp is the sign of satisfaction that your belly is filled. There is no any measurement to satisfy you. This mind is never going to be satisfied, no matter how much you eat. But the physical body, the soul, the consciousness which is present through the body, it is only able to tell you. Because you have filled your belly, your mind say, please give me some gulab jamun, I will eat next morning. Or some prasadam is leftover, sweet rice put in refrigerator, I will eat every day. That is the mind hungerness. But the body hungerness at the same time, fresh, warm. Now, third point is, Guru and Lagva, the food should be taken according to qualitatively, that heavy and light. Heavy and light. Quality. Certain foods are heavy and certain foods are light. As I was giving explanation about this yesterday, that like you are eating puff rice and halwa. The puff rice you might can take full plate, but the same amount of the halwa you can't take. So halwa should be, and if you eat the puff rice, it will squeeze up, but if you fill the belly with the halwa, it's too much for digestion, hard and heavy. So, and second reason, the heavy food should take in the beginning. Like sweets are heavy. This should have to be take always in first. When you take first sweet, because in the beginning you are very hungry. When you are hungry, your fire is high. At that time you put some sweet, which work very nicely. And it diminishes or slow down the fire. And you feel satisfied. And after that, your hunger is not that strong as you was in the beginning. And it gives immediate satisfaction for mind. It will control the mind for anger or for passion or for rajas. It will give you quite satisfaction to chew the food. Because if you're very hungry and you started the some dal and rice together, you're just throwing. Because you're real hungry. But if you take the sweet dessert, which immediately control here, so it will control the mind and you not throw the food in the mouth. It's control you. The principles help to control your activation of your mind. The regulations help to control the mind. The physical body, how you operate, it helps to control the mind. Mind cannot only be controlled by the soul. Soul helps, but you need to take care of the soul through the body. Means consciousness through the body. Make sense? So, food should be take, the we take the sweet first, which is control our digestive fire. It not force us to that way. But these experience is a, if you are a Ayurvedic doctor, it is must compulsory first to practice by yourself. Without practicing on yourself, and if you just say, go next morning and you give some new class to other people, it's just useless to talk about it. Because your words is not getting power, you will be not able to explain it properly. People can put in front of you doubt thousand and thousand. But if you have experienced something in your personal life, you can share with the people and you will, you all have the answer. Because Atma and Paramatma, that's give you intuition all the time to have proper logical answer. That is called Vedic knowledge. What was the question? Yes. Salad should not dress for health purpose. Because the fresh salad help to clean the tongue. The fresh salad like cucumber, you chew, or cabbage, it's help to clean the tongue. For example, if you have a puri and paneer sabji, you chew, your tongue is coated with the ghee. And it's spicy. When you are taking some sweet, you won't feel the taste, proper taste of sweet. So your tongue is coated, your taste bud is coated. So you have to take some salad, or sip some water after that. So it will clean your tongue, then you can taste the next thing. So salad can go in between there. Sorry? We have six tastes. Try to experience. Because there is no like a, all the tastes are fixed, but three position you will see from one food. If these food particles is not break down here, when you pass on here, it will not break down here, then you get indigestion, and undigested food is stuff absorbed by the small intestine, flow in the blood, deposit in the arteries as a cholesterol. They are not like a big pieces, but they have not changed the quality properly. It's not like that you are sending through your blood capillary a big piece of rasmalai which is flowing and depositing in your artery. That's why the doctors don't believe on this theory of chewing. Because they know from the mucous membrane of the small intestine, this is the mucous membrane, it has the porosity, the food which is flowing here, the villi of the intestines, you know, this is like a transfer sex and the blood capillaries, the blood is flowing. These food particles only transmit the osmosis process, the food transfer from intestine to blood capillaries, it have a proper size. It's not like some big size is going. But the quantity is, the quality is not changed. When you are chewing, when you are throwing the food, it goes same way. But when you chew, you have to throw it also. But the quality of the pieces is different. So the process of the lubrication of the enzymes not take place proper. That's why you need to supply some enzymes. Why the doctor say you take this enzymes, you take this supplements. Why you feel low energy? Because this heaviness of the food particles carried out by the blood, you know, when I explain the digestion process, the food absorbed, goes in rasa dhatu comes in fire, convert in blood comes in fire. That's metabolism. It's make your ojas. You can make might be tamasic ojas, you can make might be rajasic ojas, you can make might be sattvic ojas. The ojas also have the quality. It's not only that aura you have on your face. The karmic person who is just eating full beef, he also have ojas. You can see the light in the nice light. Without any, but that is tamasic ojas. The scientist who make the atom bomb, he is also brilliant and intelligent. But this is an ignorant intelligence. Because if you use the pump, he loser. If you not use, he is still loser. Both side loser. But the sattvic ojas helps the consciousness in a creativity world for human life, for the life or for to be a servant of God conscience, to help the activity of the God conscience. To giving, how the God helps. You are walking on the road, somebody dropped down and saying, please help me. And you say, I am very much busy, I can't help you. But somebody is definitely going to raise the hand to pick up him. That's the God which is present in the other person and the God which is present in the person. That's give the hand. How we have to be keep ourselves as a suitable instrument to be ready when Krishna wants to use us. We have to be keep ourselves as a ready as an instrument, so we will provide and Krishna pick up us and say, do this job here. But I am not ready, I am busy. I pass the message to Krishna. When I am passing through and somebody saying, please help me, I am busy, I will take care of you later. So Krishna is saying to you, help me, and I myself saying, I am busy with my material exchange of business, I can't help you. That is called sattvic consciousness. I mean, we are living in Kali Yuga, it is not always possible to do the certain things, but we have to understand how much we have to keep balance in between two things. Yes, Mataji? That's why I'm saying you have jumped on in between and I'm reoperating my advanced classes after finishing the course of VIHE in Dhanvantari Dham. If you're really interested, you can join us there. After the VIHE course. It is finishing in a couple of days. And then I would like to have a rest for a couple of days. I think in first week of November we are starting. Or you can join us in Mayapur.
Okay, but can you class only
one word? One word for ojas. Ojas is the quality of emotion which lives in a physical form in our body. Quality of emotions, positive, negative, whatever, which lives in our body in a physical form. Make sense? Yes. Yes, we have some classes. I don't know whether I have advanced class in Mayapur. I have some self-healing course. I want just people should practice to take care of themselves rather than be advanced and take So, but when they practice 6 months, and then I can be safe for advance. But we have, yes. Dhanvantari Dham program is going, the advanced classes which I am operating, it should be near about 30 hours. And the hour should be according to the program of the students, because they come for the different purpose and they have certain, so we just adjust the thing. One third, I couldn't understand. What do you mean?
See, if you have the stomach with A, water, food.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, 25, 25.
And 50. Yeah.
That should be like approximately 35, 35, 35.
Ah, he divided three sections.
Yeah, because of the three
sections. Same short of explanation, whether you put 35 to 50, just need to understand the jerk. But no matter, you measure some thermometer there and measure this 35%. The consciously eating giving you a sign of birth, and this birth is a very essential symbol, and that variate. For example, I might get with the half glass water birth, or might be I drink 2 glass of water, I still not get birth. My stomach size is always have, you know, there is a, if you study according to the medical science, there is a 4 type of the layer, 4 type of the muscular structure of the stomach muscles, which have quite extended quality and quite suppressive quality. And these qualities work on the basis of emotions and feeling of fire. It's varied day by day. Some days you just satisfied with 1 apple, some days you take like a full plate of 4 apples. Who are you? That some ghost is sitting on that day, on your top of that when you are eating 8 apples. That's the need of understanding. So what Maharaj has said about 35%, it's a lot of logic. But the sign which give by the body, that's the birth. And birth will come when you consciously eat. Not on the measurement of the plate, of the size. Sometimes devotees have the different size of the plate. This is my breakfast size of plate, this is my lunch size of plate, this is my peach size of plate, and then I have some khichdi, that's my khichdi plate. This is the mind which operate and organize. Yes, Prabhuji. I am coming on that one. So, we have explained very nicely the principles of eating. How to eat, you understand. What to eat, you understand. When to eat, you understand. How much to eat, you understand. And way of eating. For whom you are eating. This is another important. Sometimes you force to just eat socially certain things which you don't like. My wife has cooked this prasad very nicely. If I don't eat, she will be angry and I have to fight. So I just eat it. Whether I die, no matter. So you should be careful with your 5 knowledge reception. Now, another thing I'm telling you, the deliciousness. Deliciousness is also in the cooking. But it is also in your reception. How you receive it. You can feel deliciousness in horrible prasad. I mean, prasad is never horrible. In horrible cooking. It depends on your mood, how you receive it. If I have my mood already ready, you know, I won't eat, then you won't eat. But if you go with the whatever offered with the simple, like, I won't take the name of person because he's a good friend of me, but we live together, but he has high position. unfortunately, I'm a physician. I'm not a good devotee. So one time we are taking together prasad, and in a Wellington temple, the prasadam have very nicely offered with one new bhakta. It's cooked very peacefully. And I said, just take the prasad, and I chant and I start to eat. He said, no, this is not suitable for me. I'm on a specific diet. This is not good, this is not good. You people not take care proper. Anyway, that prasad have already offered, and that's why it's served to us. It might be certain health reason. Dr. Guru, Might be some doctor have required some diet. But the concept is very important. The concept is very important. When anything comes in front of you, you should not refuse mentally or not feel sad that this is... This will disturb your emotions. Reception. It's not forced to you that you should must eat it all. You can take a little piece and receive it properly and you can make happy to others. It's not forcefully that you should must finish the burnt sweet rice. Sorry? It's a both way. We actually not offend anyone outside. We always offend ourselves. When you offend the prasad, you offend yourself. Because your way of reception. When you receive the prasad, you should receive because it's offered to Krishna. That is another thing, the quantity, how much you have to take. Because Krishna can digest everything. You might not digest everything. Krishna has so many work to do. Whatever you offer in front of Krishna, he peacefully receives. Won't say anything to you. But sometimes he complains for Vrijvasi. Yes. I agree. I am not disagree with you. You have to cook cautiously before you offer to Krishna. You are blind at that time when he was putting the spice and then throwing the things. And then you offer to Krishna and Krishna burned his tongue. And you say, I can't eat. You are more greater than Krishna. Bhakta and Bhagwan have very nice relation. Bhakta, the devotee and Krishna have very deep relation. No matter. But the devotee have also feel the same way. Isn't that right? How I can offer the Krishna the cooking something which is not right? So I, no matter, you are first time cooker. If you burn the rice, Krishna will eat it. He was satisfied just with the leaves of banana when the wife of Vidurdev offered to him. He was hungry. He was throwing the nice banana outside and just giving the leaves. He said, this is great, Mahabhog. And Vidurdev was so angry. That you are offering banana leaves for... But Krishna says, you disturb our enjoyment. Krishna was satisfied just one rice when the Draupadi offered at the time of Vishwamitra wanted to chastise the Pandavas in the period of exile. So this is the feeling of the love and relation with Krishna. So you should be cautious when you are cooking. That's why cautiously cook. This is another important subject. When you're making prasad, you have to be cautious. What you are cooking. And you can only consciously cook when you have enjoyed the prasad consciously. For example, today I make moong dal and I offer to Krishna and I consciously thinking and I find it's not right. I have put too much salt or I have put too much chili. You know, that way you observe. I can't take it. Anyway, you take it and rest of the things might be just give to the cow. But next morning when you are making this buddha, you should remember this thing. But if you have not constantly received, how you are going to remember? Which buddha will be the best? You have to offer the best cooking to Krishna. Not anything. Because Krishna complained to the Vrijvasi that today prasadam is not right.
So those who like to cook, they can be good.
Sorry?
Those who like to eat, they can be good cooks.
Yeah. It's obviously true. But some people just like to eat, don't like to cook. It's very true. 80% devotees just like to take the feast but don't want to go in kitchen to cook. One time, temple president gave me the duty when I was just new in New Zealand. Oh, which sabji you can make, Dr. Gupta? Because he always looked the chops to pick up. And I always hide myself to go in the kitchen because it's very cold for me. He said, well, I don't know any too much cooking actually. No, you, Vrijvasi, you should must definitely know. Today you have to definitely make some nice prasad for Krishna. Look, I can't make it, I don't know. Your equipments are different here. No, you should. Which can veg? So I said, okay, I can make the, I understand in myself that making the vegetable of kasifal. You know kasifal? Pumpkin. It's cheap. It's very easy. I just chop it and throw some spices and cook in 5 minutes. That's the kasifal which I cooked in Vrindavan. So I said, okay, I will make kasifal pumpkin sabji. And they have a truck of pumpkin. Truck of pumpkin. 250 devotees feast. Anyway, so I say I can make pumpkin sabji easily. And I have made many times actually in feast. In Vrindavan or with my students' friend. And when I want to peel this pumpkin, it's just like so hard skin. I can't peel it. Because that was totally different pumpkin. It was not same as Vrindavan. I was shocked. And he said, please peel the pumpkin because it's slightly toxic skin. I mean, we won't. But it's hard for me to chop it. I cut 2 times my finger. But anyway, he has given me the duty. I did my best, but the taste was horrible. Because the pumpkin was New Zealand pumpkin. But I learned gradually. This happens sometimes. Somebody raising the hand, Prabhuji? Yes. Okay, let's come. We have lots of theoretical discussion. Consciously cooking is also important. Reception of the prasad. This world is full with the problem. It depends on you, how you take it. If you go in the temple and you just see the problems, you will have the problems in your mind. But if you just go and look the beauty and the right thing, the problems of the material world is always be existing. You can never finish it. It day by day comes with you. Comes with you. Means comes with your mind. Not with the God. Krishna never create any problem. That's our mind which create the problem. Anyway, now the important essential question which might be striking in your mind again and again, the variety of the foods. That's the most essential thing for you. Anyway, at the time of lunch, you should take main meal. And in this main meal, you should keep about 30 to 40% grains. It can go up to 50%, but 30 to 40% grains, which is easy and healthy to digest. 25 to 30% vegetables. And 20% dal or soup, liquid. So dal provide you protein, vegetables and spices provide you minerals and other normal things. The grains have quite good protein as well as some carbohydrate and starch. And applying the ghee already in the dal and sabji in our cooking have the fat and oil. You have water and keep 5 or 10% dessert. That's a ideal thali or the plate. If you take that way, it keeps balance of the all doshas. And it's healthier if you receive through this process. Now, in the grain, if you are taking wheat, chapati is always best, rather than bread. But sometimes, certain circumstances, you not have always chapati. If you have to take bread, should we take homemade bread? If still it is not possible, you have to definitely buy the bread from the market, you should always toast the bread. Because toasting reduces the yeast. Yeast produces lots of gas in air. And take whole wheat bread, not the white flour bread. Always take whole wheat chapati rather than white flour chapati. This will have nice fiber, which maintain the fauna and flora to flush out the mucus and cleanse out the bowel movement. This should be a normal, regular, daily practice of the meal. Now, the quantity of the food go according to the constitution as well as. You will definitely choose, the kapha person definitely automatically choose some grains more. Vata person likes some soups and salad more, or vegetables more, less grain. Pitta person likes some medium food in that way. Everybody have vata, pitta, kapha. More or less, you automatically take your position with the prasad. That's not a headache. But the headache is big, which I have explained. You can see that in my classes, in my teaching here, I am not focusing on the same kind of subject which have been focused in so-called Ayurvedic practices in modern way. Eat apple and this vata food, this pitta food, this kapha food and this. This everything is made by five element and have six taste. It depend on you how you receive it. No matter you have a best quality of vata diet, pitta diet and kapha diet, if you have not received with this three principle, it's just garbage. You will not able to maintain your health. You might can feel little bit better for month or 2 months or year, but you further drop down. I am looking for the principles of the diet which you should practice in over life, not create any imbalances. Make sense? Now you can come on individual questions with regarding talking about the food, and how much question you will ask, that much I will able to help you, that which food should not mix in which and which food should not mix in and which spices can be taken together. That will go on the discussion basis. But principle I have told that you will automatically take your position according to Vata, Pitta, Kapha, but this is a ratio on which you have to mix the food. Yes, Prabhuji. If I give the percentage, 40%, if you have rice and chapati together, you take 20% rice and 20% chapati, according to your feeling, how you feel with the meal good, and when you are taking consciously, you watch next morning how it comes out. If it comes out well, it's right. If it not comes out well, it's not right. You should try to work on that. That's why I take 6 months time to work on that program. Yes, Prabhuji. On the feast is very, you can, is actually always diverting the mind. I will feel satisfactory when you have one type of the nice sabji, because it will focus the concentration of the mind and you are receiving one taste and peacefully taking. When you have a six type of the sabji, you touching this, you touching this, you touching this, you touching this, but never be receiving what you are touching. So, feast once a while, once a month is okay. But when you try to make your meal, you should go with that principle. The maintenance program should be same. Yeah. Yes. No. The what is good, that is the basic ratio which I have said. But what I am saying, according to your constitution, when you are practicing this morning healthy regimens, you will automatically choose according to your ruchi, according to your interest, according to your taste and according to your feeling. When you have a healthy taste and healthy feeling, you will receive healthily. But if you are sick, then you receive sickly. Like sick person sometimes like to crave to eat some too much sour. This is not healthy. If you crave sometimes to eat too much bunch of sweet. But if you have healthy craving and if you like to eat sweet, no problem. You can digest it. Sometimes, some days you feel to eat something specifically and you digest easily. So you have to feel the difference, what's the healthy craving and what's the sick craving. And the healthy craving comes when you maintain healthy regimens and routine. If you have not done the morning schedule properly, you might have vata aggravation and you might, the vata person which is suitable food, you might eat too much vata which drop down your kapha. So you whole life goes vata up, pitta high, kapha down, pitta up, kapha. It's make crazy thing. I will suggest you should maintain your routine every day. Try your best. If you are not able to do 100%, try 10% first. And if you have feeling good, you will automatically increase 20%. If you are able to manage 50% routine, you still have 80% or 100% health. This is guaranteed. Because it's give double benefit. Yes. Vegetable and dessert. Dairy comes in the dessert. You have some breakfast in the morning time, which I have already explained. So there is a dairy is existing. You can take some sweet yogurt also, that is also existing dairy at the lunch time. Yes. Milk with deep fried food for such as? Well, it's good for brahmacharis, those who have jumped a lot in front of Lord. They have done good exercise. No problem, they can digest. But those who are just sitting on the back, it's hard for them. Well, you see, it's very difficult to change the temple program. It's always almost difficult to change the cooks of the temple. I have tried last 10 years in many temples. You can also try in your life. As you have to try to change yourself rather than to change others. That is the best and essential. And sometime, for example, like that you have situation, you are in temple, you are just visiting temple, you do not have cooking facility, where you will go? Eat less. If it is heavy and wrong combination, you can still digest, but eat less. Eat less. Well, this is a typical situation for me to answer here. Being an Ayurvedic doctor, I will say, if it is every day, it is very heavy. If it is every day. If it is every day for the kids, it's heavy. But, if kids are playing good and nicely, it can go a couple of times in a week. Because kids are growing age and they have quite good metabolism. But if some kids are not healthy, then this diet not work properly with them. So we have, being an authority, we have to watch to provide a regular routine food which support. Now, when you have a group of the people, like 100 people are eating, you have to definitely make some kind of that type of food which work with everyone simultaneously helpful in health. And mostly our situations are like that. We are not living alone, so we can cook just for ourselves. But we basically engage with the temple program or group meal. We always have that association of prasad. And we have always meal like that, but we have to focus when we eat, consciously prepare. Because puris are heavy and sometimes when you have to cook for 1,000 people, it's very difficult to prepare just the something like that. You have to be go with this way. But if we have a regular program like that, then we have to think about it. And we have to switch off certain meals. If one day is heavy, then we have to next day light or something adjustment is required. Yes. Yes. Yes, taking once a week or a dal is good. Moong dal is light in protein. That should can be used more than 2-3 times in a week. Soya products should be less because it's produced amino acids. Sorry? Is not, yeah. I mean, once a month is not, because 1 month you are gaining your immunity and if you have a while, you just watch not eat too much. But people sometimes do too much. You know, they make the tofu. They not have paneer, then they use lots of tofu. Because it's a natural mind-craving thing. I mean, when I go in the West and sometimes when I have just boiled vegetables only, because I cook by myself and I'm staying in hotel or with someone when I have to give the lectures for the Karmi people, I have just a coffee pot. in the room. Nothing cooking facility. I just bring dalia with me and put in the coffee pot and boil it and open the piece of butter and mix in that and have some milk. You know, how you can keep your Vaishnavism alive when you have to give some seminars and lectures. But I just take some fruits and things. But these things are not always. Some days you have this situation, then you manage yourself next day. To check, this is important. Just do 10% practice. For example, Yeah. It's a gradual process. You will be not able to change yourself in a day. But what I suggest, 10% each month. For example, like you have your usual meal, and if you remember Ayurvedic class, okay, first section of meal, like you take half an hour. So from half an hour, 5 minutes, you try to concentrate and consciously, and rest of the time you try to eat as you eat. This 5 minute experience forces you, because you have a maximum enjoyment in this 5 minute and you're not enjoying the rest. So your enjoyment, you are missing something which trained you to do something nicer. The class is here at 5 o'clock or 5:30? We can go 5-10 minutes for question answer. The people, those who have to go, they can go. We're just going for 5 minutes more for question answer because you have certain engagement. Today is Wednesday or Tuesday? So Wednesday and Thursday is the day off. And I have one class more Friday to bind up everything. Sorry? Yeah. I think we have just come up to the lunch. And we have rest of the day up to the night is left to explain the routine. So we have dinner also, and then we have to explain what to eat in the dinner. That will give you some idea to adjustment. And we are giving the questions answer for the food. Because rather than talking for whole world food, I would like to talk the food which I can make better for you. Yes. Four to 5 hour gap between breakfast and lunch. And fruit should be in between lunch and dinner, 4 o'clock. 4 or 3, whatever work out, according to your schedule. And dinner should be 4 to 5 hour again after, 5 to 5 hour after the lunch, which is something like 6 o'clock or 7 o'clock, and then, yeah. And dinner should be always lighter half than lunch. Lighter. Half then lunch. Quantity. Sorry? Well, it depends on your work and job, on your situation. If you're hungry, you can't sleep then. So if you have good fruit, if you have good fruit in the evening, that's also considered as a, it depends on your feeling, you know. Copper vessel. To drink water? Good. Morning time. Yeah. But always every day you have to clean with the mud. Because this is ionizing. Ionizing process with the copper sulfate, with the water. Sorry? Yeah. But clean it. The green is stuff you have to clean out. Yes, Prabhuji. Yeah, the milk preparation should not combined with the spices. With the spices. Like, you have sabji and milk. is not together. You have lunch and milk is not recommended. Even if for health purpose, I won't recommend paneer and vegetables. Because paneer is a milk product and vegetables are soft and easy, so it's hard for my mind to understand. I mean, sometime you can take, but best to avoid. Feast is okay, but because feast is offered for so many people and you have to offer. But if you are feasting every day yourself, then you have to come to me. Paneer can be used as a sweet preparation like rasgulla. No problem. Oh, in the beginning of the meal. But paneer, when you mix with the sabji, it's actually heavy. It's heavy to digest. It's better, it's liquefied, but the information of the tongue will be different. When you are taking paneer, paneer have always sweet taste. Isn't that right? And when you lubricate with the spices, then the sweet taste is converted with the spicy taste. So better you take sweet taste in sweet form. That will give better feeling. And better information for digestion. Like as a rasmalai, rasgulla, gulab jamun. Sorry? Milk is a sweet but itself is a own meal. It should not be taken with lunch. The milk is best in the morning breakfast and the night time. Before you sleep. Yes. Yeah. I work on the basis of taste, is not on the protein and starches. If you have to make kheer, kheer is heavy, the rice cooked with milk. But the ratio, kheer and sweet rice, these two different things. But generally when we prepare sweet rice, like a very thick milk to cook, like milk cooked with rice and very thick, that called sweet rice, generally in the temple. But in according to Ayurvedic concept of sweet rice, means rice boiled separately, water should filter out and just put some sugar on that. That is called sweet rice. And kheer is the recipe which is corn sweet rice. And that kheer should be like 1 liter milk and only 50 gram rice you boil together, like we call doodh bath in Gujarat. That should be flow. Rice should be flow in the milk. That is kheer. But when you have your style of sweet rice, it's very heavy, which passes the stool like a little balls. Sorry? Yeah, that's called kheer. Kheer is a different than sweet rice. Sweet rice, which is generally commonly prepared in ISKCON as a kheer, but that's not real kheer. It's sometimes very thick. In some temple it's prepared very nice, on some temple it's not like too much rice and milk. When you cook it's very thick. But the kheer is like a liquid and runny. Should be drinkable. That is called kheer. And sweet rice, you boil the rice with the plenty water and filter the water out. When rice left, you should put some sugar or saffron with just sugar powder. That is called sweet rice. But when you, in English generally they call it sweet rice, you know, like a kheer as a common, like serving sweet rice. But Ayurvedic sweet rice is that way. Yes. Is confusing or Prabhuji or clear? Ayurvedic way of cooking rice, you should take plenty water in the rice and rice is floating. When it's soft, you drain out the water and separate the rice. Then it's reduced some starch heavy and it's lighter and easy digestible. And on top of that, you have to add some ghee. I don't know. That's the traditional way. You can measure the white minerals and vitamins. You can drink that water afterwards. But which way is the ideal? I'm explaining about it. otherwise produce too much vata. Yes, Prabhuji. 50 gram rice. When rice flow with the milk. One day you come, Dhanvantara exam, I will cook. Generally, I keep Ayurvedic cooking class with my self-healing program. And I cook in front of and then we allow the taste. Most of the seminar I have always cooking. But here I am just going with the circumstances. 1.5 hour, I have to bind up the class and finish the program. Yes. According to Ayurveda, for healthy concept, to balance, keep balance your vata, pitta and kapha, don't put any yogurt in sabji. That is called sattvic. You want a little tamasic, you can put something. Yogurt should be cooked only in the preparation of curry, but not with the sabjis, like potatoes, cauliflower or cabbage or sour cream. Is just curry. You don't know curry, the chickpea flour cooked with yogurt and prepared? Because when you prepare that way, then you're boiling the chickpea with the yogurt. And you have some spices, which is called fenugreek and mustard. That will help to break down this compact and it's digestive and easy. In all over the India, we have nice book of Kurma Prabhu and Yamuna Devi book. They have collected the many nice delicious recipes from throughout India. They have really learned it and put in a very delicious way. And for Food for Life, we have to keep very delicious program. Because people are, on the karmi level, they are addicted with the money, with the drugs and with the sex and with the illicit, this whole everything outside, you know. So when we offer very delicious prasad, they captivate it with the tongue. It's okay for them. But you should also not captivate it there. Because you already captivated one time, now you come for advancement. Sure. Spinach and leafy greens. The vegetable should be taken according to the season. It's not give any trouble. The seasonal leaves and the seasonal vegetables in which season it's grow, if you take, it's not give trouble. Like certain leaves grow in the winter, certain leaves grow in the summer, certain leaves grow in the rains. You choose according to the season. Krishna provide according to that. Simple. Vedic life and Ayurvedic lifestyle is very simple. Don't make it complicated. And when we make complicated, it's hard to manage them. The fruits which are available according to season is the best. Don't eat pineapple, don't eat watermelon in the winter. Because watermelon comes in the summer. I mean, I know just India, but you might have everywhere all the time watermelon. Yes. 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 They have given the name of leafy greens? No. They are saying no. That certain leafy greens like fenugreek leaves, methi, bathwa, kulfa. These leaves are slightly vata aggravating. But spinach not. Because it has some iron and heavy, watery quality. The leaves, those who have watery quality, not aggravate vata. If you eat too much, in sick condition, there is a sick diet. In healthy condition, there is no problem. If you guys all are sick, then I can recommend you sick diet. You just check me your pulse and I say, don't eat and eat. And you practice, you will work out with that. If somebody has some health problem, but still, no matter what health problem you have, you should follow these principles and routines and then consciously cook, consciously eat, consciously evacuate, and then repeat the program with the previous memory next day. You will be your own doctor. As I told you, the fried food is heavy. Yupatar rock is also made by cream. And creams have heavy particles. This butter also have heavy particles. And these heavy particles have the bad cholesterol which deposit in your arteries and veins. So that's why making the ghee from the butter, that is the best which you can do in the West, purified butter. You know, like buying the butter rock and melt it, and that's the best ghee. But ideally, Prabhupada have given the self-sufficient community program to have your own cows. So when we do not have our own cows and own way of preparing the milk and ghee, then use in carefully, not too much or moderately, and maximum chapatis. And you understand what I'm saying? There's some adjustment is needed. Yes. Yes. I use the best, I have experimented the cholesterol patient. I give them ghee prepared according to Ayurveda. It reduces the cholesterol. But when I give the same medicine with the market ghee, it's increased the cholesterol. So cholesterol, the ghee which is prepared based on cream is not right. Basically the ghee is prepared from the cream on the commercial basis by the machine. Because there is no Mother Yashoda to churning the yogurt. So these are the certain things which you have to challenging. Yeah. Well, I am saying that which kind of ghee is available, you just fry one time. Throw or use for some other purposes. You are asking the question for feasting. This question is not to maintain the health. I am talking here to maintain the healthy body healthy, and I am recommending the diet here only to maintain the health, not to maintain the feast. Yeah, I agree. I agree with you, Prabhuji. I agree with you. There's so many things about it. There's so many things about it. Best is that one time cooking. Because after that ghee is heavy. Because when you cook them, the particles are more heavy and more heavy. Which is tamasic. Not has sattvic quality. The sattvic quality of puri one time cooked and that's done. Actually, this list I have not made. This is just a photocopy of a book. On some classes, when people are very new,